I had the honor this week to give the blessing at the CAM Gala on Wednesday, and I shared with them how I remind folk at the beginning of funerals that we're not gathered by grief, but we're gathered by love. Love is the other side of grief, and it is motivating and life-giving, so love gathers us. So too, our brokenness does not bring us together as people of God, grace does. Grace would not be necessary if we were a perfect people in community. We're not a perfect people in community. Grace is the other side of sinfulness and brokenness, so grace gathers us. I reminded them that evening that it was not about the brokenness of the world, but instead God's transforming love and power. Today is Reformation Sunday, and y'all look fabulous in your red. It's our special day as Lutherans, and we get to celebrate the beauty of our theological tradition and the promises that it ensures. Grace, grace, grace. And we, as a church, have the added bonus of having that be our name, a prophetic invitation to proclaim it always, and when we forget, we could just say the name of our faith community and rest. Today we remember that Reformation does not refer to how God has changed, but instead speaks to the beautiful ways that God's people continue to grow and reflect the love of God, to learn to integrate deeper and deeper into our lives God's love, God's grace, God's ways, like a meatball of Play-Doh being formed again and again. Our Jeremiah text this morning speaks to a new covenant between God and God's people. They were a people who were far from home, bereft from what they believed were signs of God's presence among them. But the new covenant was not a change in terms. It was a permanence to them, so they could never forget again that God was with them. It wasn't a transformation of how God got hold of God's end of the bargain. The previous covenant, remember, was made of stone, and then those stone tablets had been lost. This new covenant was one that would be written on the hearts of God's people. You cannot lose your heart. If you lose your heart, you're a goner. The terms and who God is and what God gives to the people is not different and is not new. The new thing is that the people will be immune to it and be representatives of it everywhere they go. So that even if they can't believe it in their heads, if they can just settle enough into their hearts, they can be reminded and have a fresh start, a new covenant every day, a reminder, yes, God is with them. Yes, God is bigger than every human brokenness. Yes, I don't know, but God. So Reformation is the change of the hearts of the people to know that God is with us and know that we can rely on God in every circumstance. I have a friend who was fixing up an old house, and this old house had been fixed up before but really cheaply, and so they put like new doorknobs on these old antique doors, and she wanted to put old antique doorknobs back on. Probably the old ones had been thrown away. But anyway, she bought some, but they were covered in paint. And so she had to strip all these layers of paint off, and it was a crazy process. But when she finally got all those layers off, underneath was the beautiful original doorknob. As people of faith, humans who really mean well, I think that all too often we misplace the promises of God and then start to add layers and layers of our own things, our own ideas, our own preferences, our own superstitions, and we start to think that those are from God, that our own human attempts to try to figure things out, to try to make sense of mystery and grief, to try to feel safe. But we, as the folk at the time of Luther and Melanchthon, and at every time, are due for reformation. As Lutherans, we proclaim ourselves always reforming, which is really, spoke in the Reformation we commemorate today had no sense of what was going to happen next. They simply knew that God was calling them to a new thing. This is the theme of God and God's people. Never do we see a concrete roadmap, right? I wish we could. Never do we see a guarantee that no one will get hurt. I wish we would. Never do we see a finite ending date. Never do we see terms and conditions that we would feel comfortable with. Instead, we get to be motivated by the Spirit. Instead, we get to have faith. It's why we correlate Reformation with Pentecost and the Spirit, why we wear red and y'all look awesome in red. We wait for the Spirit to move because we don't know the next chapter and we understand that we don't write it, but we will walk in it and we will trust God. And that's really beautiful. The promise of God's grace has been written into our hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit and the promise of baptism. And as Lutherans, we don't have small print when it comes to grace. Isn't that wonderful? That is such a reason to celebrate. So many traditions out there are like, oh, by the way, you can lose this. Lutherans know we can never lose it. There are not those horrible things that can happen, you know, like when you hear the drug commercials, there is no grace subject to availability of good works and also one's temper and church attendance. Nope, none of that. It's free. It's for everyone. It is irrefutable. You can't lose it. We're not strong enough to save ourselves, and we're not strong enough to damn ourselves. God's grace is stronger than all of that all the time. What a beautiful way to walk in the world with that confidence. To know that God's got it, and we can walk in confidence. We live in the already and not yet. In between the time of Jesus' resurrection and when the world is finally and completely set right. So sometimes that's difficult to walk in confidence of God's grace, right? Because we're living with wars raging, with pain and suffering all around us, with daily news of calamities, tropical storms becoming hurricanes, hate crimes plaguing yet another community, violence sending people fleeing from their homes, and oh yeah, we're mortal. Need I go on? It'd be so easy to spend our days and hours in collective panic, to paint layer after layer of things to try to make us feel safe. But all we need, beloved, is to sink into our hearts where God's grace has been written, where the creative hand of God and the waters of baptism has reminded us that we belong to everything. And everything belongs to God. And we can see that we're already free. Because we belong, we get to create belonging. Because we are healed, we get to help heal others. Because we've been given grace, we get to reach out to the broken. Because we grieve, we know we have loved. I pray this morning for all of us, for a reformation in our hearts, that we would recognize God's grace written there. We need those old neuropathways to be upended. We need to be reminded that the layers and layers of ways that we have tried to feel safe are not necessarily God's promise to us. We have a new covenant to God's faithfulness written on our very hearts. So happy Reformation Day, Lutherans. May we be a people transformed by and living in grace. May God reform our hearts and minds as a community of faith continuously so that we might be a conduit of the reign of God. May we let go and embrace our freedom. Amen. Let's stand.